Hey, Hockey Town. Vibes are at an all-time high. Well, in recent memory anyway. Fedorov jersey goes to the rafters. The 90s were in the air. He's in the Corvette. We got Karen Newman doing the national anthem last night. Everybody's feeling good about this hockey team. And they won. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes, John. And the Red Wings have the most points of anybody in the Eastern Conference.
They made it as exciting as possible. Who wants a runaway win on a night like that? You got to have some heart palpitations.
It's the kind of team Carolina is, too, by the way, where they're going to smother you. They're going to have the puck most of the night. They're going to have more shots than their opponent damn near every night. And once they scored the first, it was hold on tight. Larkin turnover, shorthanded goal, then a 5-on-3 late, all tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And Kopp probably got away with the cross-check late, but it's only cross-check if they call it. He scores the game-winning goal in 3-on-3 overtime, and the Wings pick up an OT win against the team that many think is the best in the Eastern Conference. So now you start to make the case. This is a little bit like a week ago when the Pistons beat the New York Knicks. You're making your claim that you're the best team in the Eastern Conference. But let's just zoom out. What is your level of buy-in right now? Because I mentioned vibes are high, people are feeling good, team's playing well. Let's put it on a scale of 1 to 5 car flags. One for each window and throw the fifth on the tailgate.
Yeah. If you have one.
If you have one. Or the little windshield wiper if you're in the golf cart like me.
Uh-huh. I'll lead off and I'll go with 4. And the reason I'm going with 4 isn't necessarily because of some of the young talent. Because we don't know that young talent, how it's going to look over 82 games. Is there going to be, hey, the season's long, there's this break, how do they handle that? They're still learning. I'm hoping that they continue to improve throughout the course of the season, but we don't know. We also have a whole lot of veterans that have let us down over the last 3 years, some more than others. And it's one of those mental hurdles to try and get over. The reason I'm going with 4 car flags is Todd McLellan. Their coach, they've had 1 4-game skid. They started off the year with an abomination. And then we heard him address it publicly. We know he addressed it behind the scenes, and the team responded. It feels like with the entire offseason and the benefit of having what happened last year, relearning about the Detroit Red Wings since he was here before.
But seeing this group,
this group of guys, how they struggled in March and how they came up short, then having that entire offseason, having an entire training camp. It feels like he's got his thumb on the pulse and he understands how this team, what this team needs, when they need it, and how they're going to respond.
You're a 4 out of 5.
Yes.
I'm a 3 out of 5. And the two things that are missing for me are how they handle the trade deadline and MARCH. Because we've been here before. We've seen this team build a 9 or even 10 point cushion 2 seasons ago and miss the postseason. So I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying what they're doing. And I'm still more car flags than not.
Mm-hmm.
But there are the two roadblocks they have to clear down the stretch. McLellan was here last March. I'm hoping things go better this time because of the lessons that he observed and this team learned together. And so far, so good. Like, let's be clear. I can't really ask much more than what we've seen to this point. It's just the fact that we're only at this point. But right now, Gibson is playing like the best goalie in hockey. Best goalie since December 1st. Whether he is the best or not, he's a legit number one goalie they didn't have last year. Simon Edvinson and Mo Sider together, you're playing damn near half the game with a shutdown pair. Their penalty kill went from league worst to league average. Well, that'll play. That'll help you out most nights. A little things add up. James Van Riemsdyk. He's a depth signing. He's an aging player. How much does he have left in the tank? Well, he has more goals this year than Vladimir Tarasenko had all of last year. The little things that add up. Andrew Kopp, he got hurt last year.
Right.
And he's not been an overly productive player, but he's playing like a good, true number two center. 19 points in his last 20 games. And he plays a 200-foot game to center a line with 2 offensive players in DeBrincat and Kane. I mean, these are positives. These are reasons to buy in. These are reasons why it's fun to watch this hockey team right now. I'll even go to the stars. Raymond and DeBrincat are point-per-game guys, and Larkin's just behind him right now. So it's not like those guys are letting you down either. There's a lot to highlight. There's a lot to feel good about with this hockey team. They're also not barely in the playoffs right now.
Right.
They're in first place in their division. And I know Tampa's played three fewer games, and Tampa may be better. They've won 10 in a row. But Detroit is in the right conversations right now.
They are. And that's the thing. When you're looking at where this hockey team is, and yes, they're in first place, but they've played three more games than Tampa, as you mentioned. Another game more than Montreal, Hurricanes. They're two up on the Maple Leafs, three up on the Sabres, who are right at the cut line right now, along with the Washington Capitals. So, yeah, they have a chance to, you know, that margin could be shrunk, but they keep adding to that margin. They keep that margin consistent. It was at four for a long time, then it was at five, then it was at six, and now you're looking at it going, hey, well, it's at eight, and you know, the Buffalo Sabres play three more games. They and let's just say they win them all.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you're at two over the Sabres, but you have that buffer.
Right, the buffer is, again, we've been here, but the buffer is a good thing. Especially when you're going to have a layoff and a layover and there's going to be some time away from the ice. You want to bank as many of these wins as you can. I just point out, 3-0 against Toronto. Toronto's been in a free fall. That's a good thing for Detroit. 1-0 against Florida. Florida's dealing with some of their own injuries, but these are the wins you got to be banking early in the season. They've been very good in their division. In Montreal, they just evened up the score. Carolina, they just evened up the score looking at top teams in the East. The Dallas Stars were here. That's a very good hockey team. They beat them. They're going to face the Avs this month. That is maybe the best team in hockey. They'll face them later this month.
And there's 15 games before the trade deadline, and that includes, obviously, the Olympic break. My question, I think maybe the biggest question I have is not necessarily what Stevie Y is going to do at the trade deadline. If they're in first place or if they're even near first place, we all want them to add, even if they're, you know, right in that wild card spot, we want them to add to make this team better and yeah. and seal the deal of being able to get into the postseason. But it's John Gibson.
Mm.
He is playing at an elite level right now. Do we think he is an elite level goaltender?
I don't know that he would sustain elite level play, but he's a true number one.
Okay, so yes,
but it's shades of gray.
Right, and so he is in a great rhythm right now. He's performing at an elite level.
Yes.
And how does that Olympic break affect him?
Yeah, a confident hot goalie that takes time away. Does he hit the ground? Yeah, it's a fair question.
You know, does he come back? Does it take time to get going again? Does he pick up right where he left off? Or, you know, what does that look like?
And just so we understand this too, like the season-long goalie stats are distorted because it's been very streaky. Early in the year, I think they were hanging out their goalies to dry and the goalies weren't making big saves and it was ugly. Well, now they're blocking shots. They're cutting down on odd man rushes. They're not giving up as many chances in the slot, those high danger areas. Goalies are building confidence, Gibson specifically. But what's the truth? He's not as dominant as he's playing right now and he's not as bad as he played to start the year.
Right.
So if you just look at the save percentage for the season, it's actually lower than 2 years ago where they missed the playoffs. So a lot still has to get sorted out. They have to show that this defensive backbone
is real.
Is real, yeah. I mean, that's a huge part of this.
So yeah. Why with that especially, why wouldn't you believe that Seider and Edvinson are not real?
Well, they're only two of the six defensemen that
I know,
play. Yes.
But I mean, but starting with them, like to me,
it's
like,
a good place to start.
The improvement by both of them this year is a huge reason to believe. See, I'm at a four. You burp.
Not
you just
me.
Burped, John?
I was on mute.
Oh, so I just heard a weird noise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I had to clear my throat. Yes, I was on mute.
It's okay, John.
It's okay. This is, we all burp.
Yes, I'm not going to bounce into the microphone.
To retention, do it. It's all right.
Anyways, jeez. No, and I think the goaltending, the Gibson thing, I would side towards believing in long-term versus not, because it does take some time for a goalie to get used to playing in front of his defense. So the trend towards the second half of this, if you're splitting since December, is a good thing. I don't think he's going to continue to play at this elite level. So, but I mean, at this point, we're talking about making the playoffs, right?
Yes.
This is a successful season if the Red Wings make the playoffs.
Yes.
Now, you get to the Olympic break and you're still the one seed and you've created more separation. Expectations can change like they have with the Pistons this season,
yes.
Right? I just find it, I think you're still burned from the previous season.
Oh, yeah, guilty as charged. I mean, and you could say that's wrong or I should do a better job separating and compartmentalizing this.
I think it's very common for Red Wings fans.
Yeah, but look, if it's the criticism that just treat this for what it is for just this season, maybe it's easier for you than it is for me because I've done the the sappy, this is going to be the year, my childhood's back, playoff hockey. I've even talked about this year, setting aside and making sure I'm there the first night, whether it's in the ticket plan or not, because it alternates. I want to be there the first night they host a playoff game. I think we've seen tastes of it. I want it 7 car flags out of 5.
Yeah.
But there's just two things that I want to see them do down the stretch. It's conduct themselves properly at the deadline and conduct themselves properly in the month that follows February. You do those things, they'll be playing playoff hockey and we'll be partying at LCA.
Yeah.
I mean, and two, a lot depends on what happens with a few other teams. Like, is Florida going to make a move?
Right.
But we've said that about the Rangers, I think, I remember a couple of years ago.
I think they're.
So we'll see. I mean, look, I just, the fact is they're not where they've been the previous seasons in the standings. They may still only have the same type of lead that they do right now. There's an 8-point cushion to the last playoff spot, you know, and that's similar to the past couple seasons, except you were already 8th. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, some of that's the makeup of the league in the East specifically, but yes.
So look, I just feel like I like to enjoy the ride. I'm buying into the younger players getting better and being more mature. A lot of these guys are starting to hit that 23, 24, 25 year old status where NHL players mature. And I think we're seeing that. My eyes are telling me that. So why would that change? I don't. You know, most of them aren't playing in the Olympics. That can actually be a healthy break for a lot of these guys.
It's one of the silver linings to Edvinson not being on Team Sweden. A couple points about the young players. I would say yes and no. So for some of them, you mentioned guys that are 24 and 25, this is the natural step. There's also a pocket of young guys, and maybe it's a positive, that are struggling right now and may have a light bulb go on. But Kasper is not having a good sophomore season.
Right.
Johansson, I know he scored yesterday, has not had a very good sophomore season. Emmett Finney is clearly a 7th-round pick hitting a wall. He's playing on the top line, and we're not seeing top-line production. I'm not trying to bury these guys. I'm just pointing out, like, there is a wave of young guys who are going through predictable young guy things. And maybe Pelika, who I think has overachieved, knock on wood, doesn't hit a wall at some point this season.
These are all valid questions and reasons to be. I just feel like March is, it's more, you're the biggest Red Wing fan on the show, and therefore I think you're most fragile almost to March. Is that fair?
Yeah, guilty as charged. Let us know. 248-539-9797. We got the text pouring in. We got some spots on the line. We want to talk to Red Wing fans today, especially after last night, especially with how people are feeling about this hockey team. What's your buy-in? 1 to 5 car flags. 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, obviously I'm going to turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And it adjusts, sometimes on a weekly basis, but surely by on the year. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. And when you're talking about communities, you can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well. And we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Sergei Fedorov last night.
He didn't have to say it, but Red Wings fans, as you could hear the response there, loved it.
Look, it was first class all around. You're right. He didn't have to say it, but he did. Mm-hmm. And the presentation was first class. They spared no expense. They didn't cut any corners.
No, they did it right.
It was, I mean, from the Corvette to the white skates and the Fedorov jerseys for warmups, they crushed it.
Yeah.
You also love hearing him say Russian names. Can we play that one for people?
Yeah, thank you, Stoney.
Little assist from Stoney. But each name got more Russian as he did it. It was phenomenal.
It was awesome.
He started saying, hey, I'm not a public speaker. I'm a hockey player. But John, I actually thought he crushed it. It's one of those, it was a long speech, but didn't feel long. He hit all the high notes. He had the crowd in the palm of his hand. He's going up to different people and interacting with, he's a showman. Yeah. Even at this point in his life, he's still that showman.
No, it was well done by the Wings, better done by Sergei, and best job by the fans. because they showed appreciation for, during every single moment, even during the game when they would show them on the big screen.
Yep, and a 3-0 lead quickly turned into a 3-3 game, but the Wings won the game, ended the night on a high note, and we've asked you guys that question. What is your buy-in? Because everybody's feeling good today. Feel good. You're in first place. Feel good. We hit on all the different things that they're doing better than they did a year ago, and we asked you to put a number on it. Mm-hmm. 1 to 5, 5 car flags. Let's get to Dan in Grand Rapids. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I got to say a couple things here. Number one, the Red Wings did get it right last night. I watched it from the interview to the drop of the puck. And needless to say, I grew up watching the Red Wings since the 90s and got a little emotional watching him go over to Vladimir and give him a hug. With that being said, my buy-in on these guys right now, I'm on the fence. Here's the reason. Do I think they can make a playoff push? I think they can make the first round. Here's why. These kids are so young, they're not used to playing that long of season, and we all know that once you get in the playoffs, it is a different brand of hockey.
Yep.
I don't think we're that tough yet, and I think if we play a tough team that is physical, we're just going to get mowed over. I want to see a trade deadline of toughness, maybe another defenseman that can pair up so we're not relying on Sider and Edmondson so much, because you're going to wear them out. I mean, these guys are playing 20. Yeah, they're young, but they're playing 20, 22 minutes a game. Yeah. You're going to wear them out. And, you know, I got to see what happens with the first 2 weeks after we come in from the
Olympic break. Yeah.
And, Dan, I think you're right that postseason hockey's a different animal. And it could be like the Pistons, where they show up in a couple spots and win a couple games, but ultimately just aren't ready for the playoffs. But now look at where the Pistons are a year later, where we feel like they should be in, will be in, and will make some noise. It's getting that taste so these guys know what it actually looks like, sounds like, feels like to play playoff hockey. And John, one of the big differences, you're not going to win overtime 3-on-3 hockey in the playoffs. So I know they did it against Dallas, and I know they just did it last night against Carolina. If that game goes 5-on-5, Carolina had all the momentum.
Yeah,
Carolina probably wins that hockey game, and that maybe is the difference come playoff time. But you take the win right now,
sure.
You get in the playoffs, and you get this team that necessary benchmark, that next step.
And I would love to hear what the plan is for these young players over the Olympic break. The guys, and even not just the young guys, but the older guys. What's the plan? What does Todd McClellan have in store? Obviously, some time off to get refreshed, get your legs back underneath you. But is that 3 weeks? Is that enough time to work on some skills, to right. work on some things, even though you're not going to be at full strength because you are going to have some guys that are playing in the Olympics?
Let's get to Nick in Commerce. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, so I'm putting myself at three flags out of five. I think we're lacking a little bit of goalie depth, and I think we're lacking a bit of defensive depth. I know Edmondson and Sider are playing great, but when you're playing 25 minutes a game, you know, they can't keep that up. I hope they can keep it up the right. whole season, but that's a lot to put on them.
But you know that's tough. And the goalie depth's actually a good point. No one's brought it up. As hot as Gibson's been, they're playing him a lot right now. Talbot has struggled this year. Talbot's going to have to play games at some point here. He's going to probably play tonight with the back-to-back. Yeah, I think that's one thing that gets tested when every point matters down the stretch.
Yeah, I think it was kind of flip-flop in the beginning of the season.
Yes.
You know, Gibson was doing bad, and then Talbot was doing bad. Now it's like Gibson's got all the motion, but he's got nothing to come in and help him out.
Appreciate the phone call, Nick. A couple texts. This one says, 3 out of 5 car flags. They're still in a tough decision, a division, and a bad week could change things. I'll be all in if Yzerman is aggressive and can get a top 4D/top 6 forward. That's JP on the text. I have no confidence in this team because the man in charge, zero faith in Stevie Y. Mm. This team will never accomplish anything under him.
Wow.
Feels like a text we would have gotten a year ago, not a text from a first place hockey team.
Well, okay, they weren't in first place at this time of the year, the last couple of years, but they were in a position to make a playoff run. So I understand it.
Yeah. 5 out of 5 car flags.
Oh, wow.
Because Jim buried them before the season with his double-digit disco. Thank you, Costa.
Yes, you did.
I'm just doing my part.
Yeah, but you believed it.
Did my part, John.
Still believe it?
On your little scale of 1 to 5, I'm a 0 from an unnamed text. Says, I think this roster is not good enough to sustain the rest of the season and into the postseason. Zero faith whatsoever that the front office will make the right decision to buy at the deadline.
It's about sustaining, though, the next 11 games, really, because that's what you play before the Olympic break. Like, to me, a lot of this hedges on if they continue to play at this pace. Let's say they're second in the conference as you get to the winter break, maybe even third. Mm-hmm. Like, Steve Yzerman has got to buy. The reason he hasn't bought in the past because he didn't think the team earned it and deserved it. They have earned it and deserved it. You'll have 4 games until the deadline, actually 3, before the day of the deadline. And I don't know how you don't add. That's when I would really jump on Yzerman. If you're a competitive team and you don't buy.
Yeah.
Well, and I would hope that it's time. I mean, it's felt like it's been time. Do you need another first-round pick that's 3 years away, or do you need to try to sink some resources into this team being a playoff team? And not just to get in, because I know that's always the rebuttal, but to get in, establish some experience, give yourself a shot when you get in a 7-game series.
Yeah, I think they're more the latter than the former.
Yeah. The guy called in and talked about the emotion of last night when Fedorov addressed Yzerman. You could tell it got to him a little bit.
Sure.
He said, you're the best captain I ever played for. You could tell, like, and when Fedorov talks about the Ilitches and says, risk built you 4 Stanley Cups. Like, you as much as we're living in the nostalgia of the 90s, you got to apply some of that, right?
Yeah, you do. And in terms of Yzerman getting a little choked up or showing some emotion, like, you know, the fans did.
Yeah.
Right. And the fans, the nostalgia of remembering those moments. Can you imagine this nostalgia of actually being in those moments and having those moments, knowing what they are, not just on the ice, but in the locker room, outside of, you know, the Red Wings facilities.
Let's get back to the people. Justin, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. Good morning.
Good. Hey man, I just a couple things. I've been a Red Wings fan for most of my life, and obviously we remember the teams in 02 and all the good teams that Fedorov was on. I think Lucas Raymond doesn't get talked about enough about how good of a hockey player he is. I mean, they kind of shuffled him down to the third line. He's been nothing short of phenomenal. And then last night, you know, you watch the game, and Simon Edvinson, I know we have a lot of hope for him and what he's going to turn into. On the 3-on-3, he is just, and I understand 3-on-3 versus 5-on-5 is just a completely different player. Like, he grabs the puck and he's skating and yep. He has a lot more room, and you can see the potential. And I kind of wish that he could do that on 5-on-5. And I texted my friends last night. I was like, okay, Simon Edvinson, we're in overtime, and decides to turn into Cale Makar versus 5-on-5. He's turning into Tyler Myers. My other point, I think we need to bring up Kosa. I think Talbot, I don't know if he's the guy who's going to help us in the playoffs. I think Kosa and Gibson sounds a lot better to me. And then I really hope Stevie makes a move for a top defenseman. I know Dougie Hamilton was just recently scratched for the Devils. I think he would be something that you can get at a cheap cost. And, I mean, as a birthday wish in March, I would be much more happy if they found a way to somehow get Zach Werenski out of the grips of the Columbus
Blue Jackets. Oh, my gosh, could you imagine?
Pair him with his best friend, Dylan Larkin. I mean, that would be amazing. But, yeah, man, those are just some of my thoughts. I think we're all pretty shocked at where they're at. I text my buddies before the Montreal game. I said, these next 3 games, I'd be happy if they got 2 out of the 3. And
here
we already got 2. And, I mean, yeah, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. So it's great. And, you guys do an awesome job. I listen to you guys on the way to work. I appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, and I think we all are a little stunned to see a first-place hockey team right now, but as far as, like, well, why are they here? How are they? You can point to things like goaltending, improved blue line play, penalty kill, a little extra depth. Like, there's reasons to explain where they're at. It's just, will they sustain it? We'll keep taking your phone calls. We'll get to Heather's news. It's all coming up. It's 97.1. Ken Cal on the call. First place, Red Wings. What's your buy-in? 1 to 5. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Tom in Commerce. Tom, good morning. You're on 97.1.
How are we doing, guys?
Good. Yourself?
It's not bad. As far as the team, I'm going to give them a 3, 3.5. But I think they did Sergei dirty, okay? Because the fact that they did that on a Monday night in January, how about, you know, do a Friday, Saturday game during the holidays or in the springtime? I mean, I know a lot of people that got tickets last minute last night. And it should have been a much bigger deal. And I still think there's a lot of bitterness there.
But for who?
For the team, for when he left.
So that's why they put it on a Monday night?
They were like, hey, we're willing to honor him with the greatest recognition the organization's ever had.
So, but we're gonna do it on
Monday. Is the slight, like, look, I would have preferred it on a Sunday or a Saturday, to your point, but I don't think that's the organization.
And I definitely don't want it over the holidays.
But like, I just don't understand your point, Tom. Like, if they wanted to be petty, they just wouldn't do it at all. Like, do you think looking back, Sergei's gonna go, yeah, but they did it on a Monday? No,
I don't think Sergei cares.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem. Whether they did that or didn't, I don't think he cared at all.
I think he 100% cared.
Are you calling him a phony? You think everything he said last night's fake?
It's been a long time, and there's a lot of water under that bridge, but I still think there's a lot of hard feelings on both sides.
If he had any hard feelings at all, he wouldn't have said, it was the worst decision I made in leaving Detroit.
See what conspiracy theory stuff online has done to people. Dude, where is that coming
like
from?
Last night's a feel-good moment.
Yeah.
And look, would Sunday have been...
That's a guy that just can't be happy.
He initially led me to believe that the reason the tickets it didn't sell out like so quick... There were tickets available I saw as late as Saturday. I did see the press release. But like there was still animosity from fans for him leaving. Or trying to leave, like the whole thing. Like
I think that's bygones be bygones.
Yeah, where was that coming from?
Yeah.
Look, if you want to poke,
that's the guy that's the most fun at the party.
Like, if you want to poke at some of the problem areas, you could probably inflame some tensions. But I really think it's bygones be bygones, and I think that was the point of last night.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah.
The team genuinely did this. You might not like some of the things that are going on with the team or something like that, but come on with that. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Like, I think it's such a small point. Would you rather have been a Saturday or Sunday? I guess, sure.
And in fact, we've talked about this off the air, Jim, but I think they selected last night to troll the Hurricane franchise a little bit because there's the ones that tried to take Fedorov initially.
Well, he accepted their offer. So, I mean, they kind of are at the center of this. They're the first team he tried to leave Detroit for. Detroit blocked it, matched the offer, kept him.
I don't find that coincidental that it was against them.
Well,
we
pointed that out as soon as they announced it. It wasn't like, oh, I didn't realize this. Immediately, you and I, when the schedule came out and they made the announcement, we noted that.
Yeah, because back in the day, Peter Karmanos owned him, and he was a local guy trying to take Fedorov away.
Yeah. I mean, they even referenced it on the broadcast last night. And then Ken Daniels pivoted to a point about Aho, who did... It was the same thing. The team tried to poach him and Carolina matched the qualifying offer. So, yeah, I don't get this feeling that there's still this, like, secret bad blood that's... They wouldn't have done that then.
No.
On either side. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So a Pittsburgh area school district actually delayed start times today so that students could stay up late to watch the Steelers in the playoffs. Obviously, didn't go the way they were hoping, but at least they got to sleep in. So the superintendent of the district made the announcement on Sunday saying that all schools within the district would start 2 hours later than normal. So
all
the
parents
kids
were saying, well, gee, I still have to be at work at the same time. How am I going to get my kid there?
The things I'm learning now, right? Like, oh my gosh, snow days were so cool once, and now I'm like, a snow day?
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do? How do I have childcare?
I know, yeah. It's cool.
It is cool.
And the kids are loving it.
And the superintendent, like, didn't shy away for why he was doing it, right? Like, was very blatant about it. Was like, you know what? Let's watch the Steelers. Like, this is why I'm doing it. Yeah. Enjoy the game.
Could be Tomlin's last game.
Yeah.
That's five straight playoff losses by double digits and seven consecutive losses.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You got to go all the way back. Their last playoff win was the 2016 season. Yeah. Yikes.
A Detroit man who was busted for stealing from a Walmart in Sterling Heights over the weekend turned out to be a wanted murder suspect on the run. Pretty crazy. On Saturday afternoon, officers were called to the Walmart on 14 in Van Dyke. And as they were talking to this suspect, just kind of took off running. And you can see the body cam footage, runs through the parking lot, keeps going, kind of runs in and out of wooded areas. And as he's running, he's taking off layers of clothing as to hopefully, like,
shed his identity.
Yes, like, you're not going to recognize me if I'm wearing red instead of a blue puffy coat. Like, you'll never know. Obviously, he was eventually arrested. So he was wanted by the U.S. Marshals Service for a triple shooting in Tennessee. Two people were killed. So yikes for sure. Jimmy John's Field in Utica will no longer be named Jimmy John's Field. So obviously still be there, but
the field. Okay,
undergoing a big rebrand. So the ballpark, which is home to a small pro baseball league of four local teams, has officially been renamed UWM Field. So on Tuesday, United Wholesale Mortgage announced that it signed a 10-year naming rights deal with the park. So same park, same field, new name.
John, you struggle with these names.
Oh, there's no question. A team moves a city, I don't get it for about a decade.
Still the San Diego Chargers?
Yes, it is. The Oakland Raiders. But it will be... Oh, and I'm just getting used to not saying Tiger Stadium. Getting ready to say Comerica Park on a regular basis. And then they're going to change the name of that one.
You know what? It could be like Pine Knob, though. Could eventually go back to its original name. I never stopped calling Pine Knob Pine Knob.
No, yeah, me neither.
So thankfully, it's back to Pine Knob.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, listen to this. Students who attend Detroit public schools could make up to $1,000 in cash just for attending class, just for showing up. So it's pretty cool. Detroit Public Schools is offering up to $1,000 in cash payments for students with perfect attendance. It's this not new, but semi-new Perfect Attendance Pays initiative. This is the second year in a row they have done this. It started on January 5th at all Detroit Public School high schools. Every student has the opportunity to actually earn $100 gift cards for every full week of perfect attendance, up to $1,000. The program will end on March 20th, and they're doing this because they say during these cold winter months is when they actually see attendance decline significantly. So this is just incentive to get kids to show up to school every day, consistently.
And it's incentive for the parents to get their kids into school. Because, I mean, that's where it starts. It starts at home. I mean, you got to get your kids to school, because if they don't stack days, they're not going to learn anything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Finally, the man accused of opening fire at a house party in Sterling Heights over the weekend appeared in court from a hospital bed on Monday. Police say an argument broke out at the party, and then the 23-year-old suspect ran out to the end of the driveway and just started firing shots towards the house. Three people were hit. He was also hit by gunfire returned by somebody else who fired in self-defense. And anyway, he was arraigned on multiple charges, including three attempted murder counts. So he was given a $1 million bond.
All right, that's Heather with the news. And coming up next, we should grab Gator. We had a $2,000 slam winner today. We'll play that for you guys next, 97.1. John, we had a $2,000 slam winner. We're going to play that for people before we get out of here. We'll also give Gator a chance to see if he could beat our listener. I just wanted to throw something out at you before we get to that.
Okay.
We started doing this off air, and I'd like to finish the exercise on air. The spreads for this week's games in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
I've given you two of them, but just so people who don't know, Texans, Patriots, you got this spot on.
Yeah, 2.5.
Pats, home favorites by 2.5. Mm-hmm. Bills, Broncos is a pick 'em in Denver.
Not surprising. It's good on good. It's good Buffalo offense against a really good Denver defense.
The other two playoff games, what do you think the spread is for Seahawks hosting the Niners?
Seahawks hosting the Niners. I'm going to say Seahawks by 5.5.
7.5.
Okay. Yeah. I figured it would be a bigger spread, just because, especially since who's the tight end?
Kittle.
Kittle went down.
Yeah. It feels like San Francisco's been on fumes this whole time.
Yeah.
But do you want to lay more than a touchdown with Sam Darnold?
I don't know. And I know something that we'll talk about is that is interesting is a ticket situation going on in Seattle with the 12th man.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get into it now, but that is something that is very, very interesting.
Maybe tomorrow. Okay, last game. Rams-Bears. Guess the spread.
Rams-Bears. Now, it's in Chicago. I haven't taken a look at the weather. Weather probably doesn't matter too much right now. I'm going to say Rams by 5.5.
Rams are favored by 3.5.
Okay. I would thought that would have been a little bit bigger because Chicago, their MO is, they suck in the first half, come back in the second half. I don't think this is a defense that they're going to be able to come back against.
Weather's going to be in the teens.
Ooh.
It's going to be cold. Maybe that's why the spread's down a little bit.
Could be.
The total's still 50.5. So they're expecting, these two quarterbacks in a hurry can
put up points. Sure.
I was going to guess 5.5 points because it's the devil's number.
it's the devil's number in the devil's game.
Yeah, and then it was pointed out to me that it's the opposite. It's the Pope. The Pope's a Bears fan. That's what's really going on here. Okay. It makes as much sense as anything else.
Is it any more cruel that it's the last game of the weekend, too? It's 6:30 Sunday. I mean, everybody's dialed in.
Yep.
And you're watching the former OC and the former quarterback.
I am glad that it's 6:30 because it'll be done by 10 o'clock at the latest.
The last spot to get into the championship game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's a world where the Bears are playing to host the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm. And the Rams.
Well, and the Rams. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Actually, that would be the case.
If the Niners win Saturday, the winner of Rams-Bears hosts.
Yes. Gator, we had a 2 Grand Slam winner today on the show, and we want to see if you can get all 10 of them right. We don't do this every week, but we have a winner. I think this is fun to do.
All right.
So he's going to do this, obviously, with Sans clock because he doesn't have his ears on. No, I know. We'll have the clock. I just didn't know if Gator was going to put his ears on.
He can put his headphones on. Give him a second to settle in here. We'll play the winning audio after.
Yes, so we don't want to give him all the answers.
No, that's a great point, John. That would be very bad form.
Do you think I can get this?
Yes, I do.
There's one question that if you can get it, you'll get it.
Okay.
Heather, are you ready to do this?
I'm reading it.
We have to do this authentically.
I don't have it in front of me. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. Now I'm ready. Okay. Your timer starts right.
Well, hold on. You have to ask me if he's ever played before. How'd you do the last time?
We're running out of time. Let's go.
Okay, so your timer starts now. What jersey number did Sergei Fedorov wear as a Red Wing?
91.
Who is Indiana playing next Monday for the national championship?
Miami.
Stranger Things airs on this streaming platform.
Netflix.
Who is the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks?
It's the guy from Michigan, former division. I'll pass.
Who leads the Detroit Pistons in rebounds per game?
Jalen Duren.
Who played Wonder Woman in the 2017 movie Wonder Woman?
Gal Gadot.
Where did Drake May play in college?
North Carolina.
This artist had the 2013 hit Take Me to Church.
The 2013 hit Take Me to Church?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Who is the starting quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes?
Carson Beck.
Who won the Heisman Trophy last month?
Fernando Mendoza.
Who's the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks?
McDonald.
Yeah.
All right. You got
9 out of 10.
I have no idea what this is. The country.
Yeah,
that's
the one I thought. Yeah.
No,
that's
it's not
what
country.
We thought you wouldn't get.
I was just going to guess like Jeezy. I don't know.
Jeezy?
Yeah.
No.
Jeezy. Okay. It is not. This is how it went earlier today at 7:25.
It's great to win on a technicality. I think that's awesome.
On a technicality?
Yeah. I think it's great to win on a technicality.
Oh, no. You're not going to start this.
What's the technicality?
What's the issue?
Well, I'm just saying if I were to look at a roster of Indiana football players and quarterback specifically, there are two people with the last name Mendoza.
It's his brother, right?
Right. Was he talking to Alberto or was it Fernando? I mean, Fernando Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy. Alberto Mendoza is a freshman who comes in a mop-up duty and clearly did not win the Heisman Trophy. I mean, I'm just saying. Saying Beck with Carson Beck, I think, is passable.
We were just allowing the answer key.
That's passable. But, I mean, am I wrong? It's nice to win on a technicality.
Yeah, I mean, reaching into this Heather, guy's
you're the
pocket.
One who reads these questions. I mean,
I'm not the one who writes the questions.
No,
so.
I didn't say you're the one who writes it, but I'm just saying with, you know, there's two guys with the same last name and they're
then
they
you should,
related.
I guess,
you should.
Have
I mean,
a first,
if it's Jeopardy,
if it was Jeopardy, yes.
You got to do
but
it. I mean, most times you can just go with the last name, but I mean,
yeah, I think maybe the next question, but the harder question would have been, who's Fernando Mendoza's brother?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's not easy to answer. That's a grand slam question.
He's the Ozzy Canseco of the family, right, Gator?
Yes, exactly. It's the Ozzy Canseco, right? I mean, you got two guys on the same team with the same name. They have to be related. I just think, you know, you probably let people know who it is. That's all. It's a nice job. Really nice job.
You're such a
hoser.
Hosier.
Yeah.
Hosier.
Hosier.
Hosier. Hosier.
Yeah. I thought you were calling yourself a hoser.
Hosier.
Have you heard the song before? John had never heard the song.
I don't think I've ever heard the song.
No.
I mean, I barely heard of the band or person, whoever the hell it is.
Person.
Yeah. See, like I said, barely.
I said, you're such a, and you said, hoser.
Hoser.
You thought you were filling in the blank.
Anyway, what's on the Carson Anderson show today?
Look, we'll talk about the big meeting that's taking place today in Allen Park with the offensive coordinator coming in to take with the offensive coordinator job. We got last night's hockey game. I was there. It was spectacular. Whatever that guy caller was saying when I was driving in, talking about they did Sergei dirty.
Come on.
Because of,
that's there ridiculous.
90% of those seats were full at 5:30. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crowd showed up. The Wings did a great job of letting people know what was happening.
And again, the tickets, three times what I would have had for a regular game. People wanted to be there. Carson Anderson next, 97.1.